Treat others as you would wish to be treated. The golden rule. In other words, role model what you would like to experience for your own sake. No one ever explained why, though, why we might honor this desire, and why it had to become a rule. The purpose of this website and everything I do, how I've dedicated my entire life since age 6, has been in answering this why. I dare to challenge everyone I directly share experiences with to reimagine the golden rule as a loving reminder instead of a guilt-originating rule. There's far too much guilt, shame, and repressed love in the world. We're taught to keep these feelings down, which doesn't allow us to present how we're really feeling, our true self. If we can't be vulnerable, then we can't establish trust with others in our relationships. This is the cause of so much strife in life. I am setting out to challenge that, to help people become vulnerable, to build trusting, loving relationships, and live an amazing life. It's the start of us waking up. Come on, are you ready? I'll be ready. I dare to challenge everyone I directly share experiences with to reimagine the golden rule. Realizing love reminds us of our connection. We thrive through attempts to reunite. Fear of the unknown causes us to mindlessly follow someone, and it allows us to accept prejudiced belief, creating an artificial sense of separation and anxiety about our own personal physical survival. Instead, I might reimagine the rule as a loving reminder that sounds like this. Treat lovingly all you directly witness as other in life, because that is you. It might sound a little bit bizarre. Hang on, I'll explain. My version of this well-known expression just serves as a loving reminder of something we've all forgotten because we had to in order to even know that we are existing. My reminder encourages us to check in with each other often regarding how well we are engaging life and remembering the impact that we project into life. A person who most consistently demonstrates a way of being together, which we personally agree with, we might call them a leader. This is a very personal opinion, of course, who we choose to follow. If they are a leader, is their role modeling of a reuniting way or a diverging way? Let's take an example. Dr. Martin Luther King versus Adolf Hitler. Which person inspired awareness and loving reunion? Which person manufactured fear, separation, and resulting pain? Which person had voluntary followers? Who conformed others with fear? Who played off the existing fear? Do we see similar disparity in today's organizations? Is leadership even necessary in the life equation? What do you feel is the purpose for having and following a quote-unquote leader? Some people rarely, if ever, feel the need to follow someone else, nor to lead anyone. Often these people who just flow with life are labeled leader as a result, and despite no intentional desire or action to lead, Others follow them anyway. Why? Do we admire or envy these people's ability to just flow with life, unaffected by its hustle and anxiety, which we are now questioning as artificial and the extremes unnecessary? Do we admire or envy their presence and availability to others? These people exude love amidst complete chaos. Chaos expressed as frenzied competition, envy, guilt, and shame. How do they do it? We are attracted to life that inspires us. To inspire, perhaps we need to be available and present. Those we admire inspire because they seem to be in the moment, whenever and wherever life needs them. How can they be so selfless, loving and affirming to others in need, despite their own needs? They're a human being too, perfectly flawed, experiencing their own sets of challenges and problems. Perhaps these leaders are truly full of self, fully self-aware. I'm going to explain that capitalized version of the word self because it's not what you think. I would like to suggest a neutral definition of leadership, that leading is the act of offering compelling vision for what life could evolve towards, and the timely, meaningful, genuine support of others inspired enough to follow as they realize that leader's vision into a shared, affirming, and evolving story. Life is essentially sharing story or not sharing story, and how we merge or diverge towards that storyline makes contrast, makes life detectable. Leaders help us reunite. Perhaps we admire those who unify us into a shared evolving story because they can do it. Perhaps we voluntarily follow those who only see one evolving shared story, one shared reality. We all eventually seek loving affirmation of our existence being meaningful in some way, whether in childhood or on our own deathbed. You know the ultimate question that's nagging you, though, underneath life's bizarre storylines. What is the purpose? What is the meaning of all of this and that? Perhaps leaders are inspiring because they help us answer that question together. Are you seeking a loving affirmation of your existence, of our existence, being meaningful in some way? Seekers are often unknowingly leaders. Seeking results in leading. Seeking clarity through direct witnessing of life's intricate connections, and ultimately the reason for all strife and bliss, brings a sense of peace and acceptance, resulting in selfless supporting in the shaping and execution of life's evolving storyline. To offer genuine affirmations requires a direct witnessing of an other's own sincere exchanges within the evolving storyline. Isn't life really the ultimate game of Marco Polo? Calling out to see if it responds back, whether in affirming or denying ways? Isn't a denial far better than no reply at all? How sad it must be to realize that one is truly alone. If you find yourself here, please contact me ASAP. This is a scary precipice to observe alone. If you ever catch yourself talking to yourself and find that rather bizarre, then you're on the precipice of something quite interesting. Suspecting all that is lovingly suggested so far, why then is it so difficult to demonstrate by going first as an active, acknowledgeable leader? Perhaps we're unsure of the current storyline? Have we, the minion majority, been blocked by fear-mongering dictators posing as leaders? Are they blocking us from knowing and co-influencing and co-evolving the storyline? Are we essentially blocked from sharing in the origin of activity above us? Are today's authority-driven managers keeping us down out of their own personal fear and false sense of power, intentionally making us feel unworthy or unable to share in the genuine act of leading? Or is it possible that we, the supposedly disempowered majority, that we are projecting our own fear and selfishness upon so-called management, who would otherwise seek sincere connection with all employees, if there was just a way that was clear and pragmatic to do so? Are the would-be leaders amongst the minions and management, those appointed and those silently wishing to lead, are they pointing fingers at one another, waiting for the other to go first? Since neither is certain where to begin within the unshared storyline, it's hard to influence that which we can't see, that which we can't sense in any way. How to even characterize the in-progress evolving reality and do so in a way that is fair and relevant to evaluate how meaningful the prevailing thought and action is within that storyline? How to even begin to characterize what's going on? In other words, whether to intervene, in what direction, and how best to do so. Is this where the concept of leading truly begins? Can we clarify leading as influencing through initiation of new thought about a way of coexisting and acting upon that desire through integrating action? Keyword integrating. Isn't leading most simply conveyed as giving loving support to others without concern for receiving it yourself? Why is it so difficult to demonstrate leadership by going first as an active, acknowledgeable leader? We do not see our connection with other and are unable to feel and thus offer compassion as a result. Compassion, what is it really? Compassion is the unwavering awareness of one's connection within all of life. That awareness is reinforced by a continuous display of realizing peace for ourself, happiness is often the way we think of that. Reinforced by realizing peace through others, through supporting them in the realization of their own happiness. Realizing our personal happiness by ensuring others are happy also. Realizing our own peace by allowing others to live through us. Happiness is not to be pursued. Happiness is instead realized through becoming and remaining present and accepting of life as it is right now in each evolving moment. Therefore, let's substitute the word happy with present and accepting of each next moment's outcomes, regardless of how we might be tempted to label those as good or bad. Presence and acceptance yields a peaceful coexisting in life. Sounds nice, right? So, why is this so hard to role model and realize together? Fearing for our own survival, placed into a seemingly uncaring and threatening world, as reinforced through the faulty belief systems for the last couple thousand years. Instead, we compete with so-called others just to survive. If successful enough, we next compete to dominate life for our own disproportionate share of so-called happiness. How do we do that? Through material possessions, through acquiring titles and status over others. What is an alternative? Well, instead, seeing through direct experiencing of life, and thus believing in your true self, your true connected self, until you inherently trust all of life once again, like you did as a child, then and only then will you sincerely treat others the way they really wish to be treated. You will have no remaining doubt about what others truly desire, nor the blocks, the hesitation in your own mind to offer them what you know they need from you. Treat lovingly all you witness as other in life, because that's you. I took my love, took it. No one ever explained why we might honor this desire and why it had to become a rule, the golden rule. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. What do you get when you squeeze an orange? Only what's in there. How do you respond when life squeezes you? You must see through direct experiencing why you should fully trust and love yourself, or you will project unto the world only fear and suffering. Do you have abundant, although repressed, love inside of you? Or a plethora of fear, anxiety, and pain handed to you out of prejudiced beliefs? Are you denying that that fear sits inside? As you are squeezed, it will come out. Just think about all those things you fear. Just be grateful. An enlightened leader never utters, "I'll believe it when I see it." Instead, they demonstrate by those who follow them proclaiming, "I've seen it in action, and I believe that we can impact the change we desire." A leader proclaims that seeing our inspiration in action yields a chance to believe in something better for us, something more balanced. Physical sensing yields knowing, replacing all reliance on beliefs. Beliefs are things that others experienced or didn't experience and handed to us, conceptually. There is a personal reality, for one, also known as a personality. And then there is a shared reality, felt and affirmed with others. Our ability to perceive what is truly occurring unites us. Our intellect separates us when it seeks only to conceive and thus withhold information for a false sense of control, power, and authority over life. In other words, attempting to ensure survival of this self and ensure happiness for those which this self has spawned. Any kind of relationship, family, friends, people that you love and care for, trying to ensure that they are happy as well. It leads to a myopic view of life, removes your sense of connection to the broader equation in life. Genuinely supporting other leads to a self-awakening. You know, there are so many TED Talks on replay, so many concepts and too many books conveniently for sale. What exactly is the act of leading? Together, we become aware and awake to what truly is occurring in life. Presence reveals current reality, no matter how unpleasant or unshared. Together, we realize presence by affirming how well we are or are not sharing reality. Lovingly supporting others is the first step in one's own awakening bliss. Bliss, existing in total peace, knowing your connection to all of life, is the path towards an inspired state of being, the prerequisite to meaningfully supporting others. Leading is simply a supporting of others in their own self-discovering and reconnecting with the aspects of life they became unaware of, unknowingly hurting as a result. So, how to begin my own attempts to reconnect with others? Well, the first step, and really the only step, question everything and seek a shared understanding of what is really happening in each moment. To begin to understand anything, convert it from a thing or so-called worthy outcome, convert it from a thing represented as a noun back into a happening verb, a living, live, shared activity that can be affirmed by others. Affirmed through felt, shared experiencing together, instead of thoughts in isolation, which leads only to pointless debate in combative, unshared, intellectualizing space. Remaining in shared awareness with others, you reclaim your presence. And eventually, as your attention of life's connections trumps your own self-protecting intentions, you witness something awe-inspiring, which yields total acceptance with what life is trying to realize through you, through others, through everything in any given moment. What will I witness? While many enlightened have tried to convey concisely, whether in the writing of koans, quotes, fables, and poems, or uttered publicly in mantras, discussions, and speeches, from the deepest heartfelt space, you must be ready and willing. Deconditioned is really what I mean by willing. You must be willing to sense it, because you likely won't believe it. Modern society has been intentionally educated to deny and socially deprived from remembering our origin as one.
It's the start of us waking up. Come on, are you ready? I'll be ready.
Treat lovingly all you witness as other in life, because that's you. What about